We recently received a question from listener Helen Leong. She asked, why are Wisconsin Supreme Court justices elected in a popular vote? To find out, I reached out to former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice and Marquette Law Professor Janine Geske.
Hello.
Hi, is this Janine?
It is.
Hi, this is Jenny Peek with Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Sure. No, I was happy to do it.
So we had someone write in and say they had lived in a couple of different states and they thought it was kind of funky that Wisconsin elected its Supreme Court justices in an election. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to talk to you and try to learn a little bit more about why we do it the way we do.
Supreme Court justices, as all our judges in Wisconsin, run for election. In particular, our Supreme Court justices have to have been lawyers in Wisconsin for at least 5 years. The Constitution was set up in a way that only one justice is up at a time. Part of the reason for that is to try to build stability into the court. The justices' terms are 10 years. However, if a justice either dies or retires or gets appointed to another court and leaves a vacancy, then the governor has an opportunity to make an appointment.
Do you know how long the state has done it this way?
There was a debate at our Constitutional Convention in 1846 and then in 1848 about whether we should have an elected judiciary or an appointed judiciary. As your listener had pointed out, different states do it differently. Wisconsin was very much a progressive state that was deeply debated, and it was a divided issue at the time of the Constitution. But ultimately, the founders decided that we should allow the people to elect the judges. And the debate at that time was between fearing that if people were elected, they would only decide whatever was popular as opposed to what may be legal, versus the fear that if you let people be appointed, it was going to be the politically elite who got appointed.
And so how do other states choose their Supreme Court justices?
Well, it's a great question, and many states do it in lots of different ways. Most of the original colonies actually have an appointed judiciary. A lot of them will have a commission, sometimes appointed by the governor and the legislature and the state bar. And in some states, you have to have a confirmation, like at the U.S. Supreme Court. Then a number of states have what is called the Missouri Plan. Rather than having standard elections for judges, judges would run on their own records. So what I mean by that is I had my 10-year term, and it was time for me to stand re-election. Only my name would be on the ballot. And depending on the state, I would have to get a certain percentage of approval rating. If I did not get that vote, I would be off, and the governor would go through a process of appointing somebody else. And it's a mixture of appointment and handed just by the legislature and the governor and electing by the public. And a lot of people have seen that as sort of a compromise of the two kinds.
So is there anything else that you think people should know about this process?
The thing that we should always be looking at is whether or not people are having confidence in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Ultimately, we are best served in our three branches of government if that court is independent and we elect people who believe that most important is the independence of that third branch.
This story came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Jenny Peek.